This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Turk. My co-host, Cal Hunter, our illustrious producer behind the glass. Thank you for being with us. 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. This is by far the most exciting, entertaining, and I'm going to say sometimes informative show on earth. You have missed two wonderful, action-packed hours, and the third hour is more... We're going to mellow it out a little bit.
Yep, and, if we were horses, we'd be ridden hard, put away, wet in the barn. I mean, we've been working
on Whoa! That one, put away in the barn. I think we're not quite, we're just walking up to the barn right now.
Yeah. Okay.
They're putting us on the hot walker is what they're doing, Cal.
Okay.
They'll put us on the hot walker. We're getting ready to just calm down here. We got 1 hour left. That means I have to go home and do work out in my fields.
And you know what I get to do?
Is it tamale time again?
No, I did tamale a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we didn't get any. What?
The sun will come.
Oh, there's a game, the Oregon Ducks. Oh, who do they play?
Ohio State, does that sound right?
No, that's not right.
Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State. Ohio State's playing in the championship against Alabama.
A week from Monday.
Yeah.
Boy, did they look good last night in Alabama.
Well, I thought Clemson was going to kill them.
I did, too.
I just thought, oh, there's no way that Ohio State's going to beat Clemson. And it just, I'm telling you, Ohio State looked really good. Alabama just annihilated Notre Dame.
Notre Dame looked like they didn't belong on the same
field. Iowa State.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So Notre Dame did not belong on the same field.
And I'm telling you right now, today is bowl. And luckily, in the West Coast, it's raining. And so I can sit and watch a little bit of football. My wife would probably look at me and go, don't you have some stuff to do outside?
And you just say it's raining, honey. Come on. I don't want to catch pneumonia.
I don't want to get pneumonia and die. Do you want me to die? So this
She's
hour.
She's like, get outside.
Yeah, get outside. You're my favorite.
Oh, so you know my wife, huh, Denise?
So, by the way, at the end of this hour, this is the most exciting hour because we do a thing called quick takes. Quick takes are where we give our final saying or final thing before we leave you so you can remember all week. One little thing, because statistically, you only remember, again, I might be off, but everyone's got a different statistic, but about 7 minutes worth is what you're going to remember, and so our quick takes are going to help you remember, like, 1 minute's worth, and then that's always an exciting time and thing to talk about. And what we do here also, we're going to talk about some interesting things the judge has done in Fairfax, Virginia. We're going to discuss that. We got Robert Kraft. We're going to talk about very briefly latest New York issues in New York about some police officers and firefighters, and they didn't do anything bad, but something that occurred to them. Lori Loughlin's husband. I never know how to say it. We've got some legal issues with Lori Loughlin and her husband. We're going to discuss. And then we'll see what goes after that. We have a lot of other things we can talk about, but usually it flies by. But what we're here for is one thing and one thing only, Cal. Roll case or no case. Here we
go. Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
It was April 10th. Grace started work as a painter at a company whose initials are USRC in Orange, New Jersey. It was 4 days after the United States had become embroiled in what they called then the Great War, World War I. With two soldier brothers, Grace wanted to do all she could to help the war effort. She had no idea how her new job would change her life forever. With war declared, hundreds of working-class women flocked to the studio where they were employed to paint watches and military dials with a new element, which had been discovered by Madame Marie Curie little less than 20 years before. Dial painting was the elite job for the poor working girls. It paid more than three times the average factory job, and those lucky enough to land a position ranked on top 5% of female workers nationally. giving the women financial freedom in a time of burgeoning feminine empowerment. At any rate, pretty soon, using the methods they were told to use this paint, all of a sudden, one young lady went to the dentist, and her tooth was loose, and the dentist reached in and pulled it out with his fingers. And the one next to it came off, and then, horribly, her entire jawbone just came off. It was awful. And so now all of the girls had falling out teeth. Their cheeks and lips would dissolve, leaving behind hideous faces with holes in them, now covered with scarves. And the material with which they painted was actually sold as a beauty aid and even a health drink. But the girls' beauty and health were all gone. Grace and her colleagues painted it the way they should. And then finally, Grace got very, very ill. And she reached out to legal counsel and said, I know this is wartime, and I know there's some exemption rules for working during wartime, but do I have a case here? What can I do to help save other people from the fate that I have encountered? And Denise, it's your turn to do case or no case.
That's hideous.
It is.
It's something that's not well documented.
It is a fascinating story, and frankly, it is. When I looked at it, I have a friend of mine that does documentary, you know, historical documentaries, and I called him up and said, man, you need to read this story. This is really fascinating stuff. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, well, I think that what you're trying to get at behind this is that it is, during wartime, there is exemptions on suing the government.
Absolutely.
And especially if the government is your employer, which this would have been the situation. And, but it not necessarily going to protect the people that were making the glaze, right? Or the... whatever it was, Madame Curie, mm-hmm. whatever it was it iodine paint or something like that?
Ooh, you can't say.
Radium.
Oh, was it radium?
Radium.
I thought it was called. Oh, okay. I thought it was mercury.
I wasn't going to tell you the name of the element,
too.
But I had to. So yeah, it was radium.
Radium. It was radium.
You know, the stuff they used to paint on watches and it glowed.
Oh, I know.
And, you know
radium.
Wow, I have no idea. You've got me stumped. I'm going to say, just because I'm going to be consistent and I'm letting Fred catch up with me, I'm going to say no case.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you in the matter of the dead girls?
And she was trying to bring a suit against her employer, I would assume.
Yes.
And this was back in the 1919.
Early 1900s. World War I was raging.
Was it like World War I was... 1913 to 1919? When was it? You know?
But our involvement was in late 1917,
it's
early 1918.
Before the Great Depression.
Yeah. Okay. The answer is, this is a real scenario. The question is, would she bring a lawsuit? I don't remember any class actions going on during that time period. Would she bring a lawsuit during this time period? This is a difficult one. Denise, I'm going to go opposite of you because I want to try to gain some points. So I'm going to say it's a case. And she loses because the government is not going to be held liable for this. But I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it so I can easily score some points. I'm going to say it's a true case that occurred that either this lady or another one of the other ladies or people brought a lawsuit. And not just her. It might have been someone else. And I say they lose. That's it, Cal.
You know what? This
it's
might
only to
be...
gain points. I want to know if... I gave you the story of Grace. I want to know if Grace sued.
Did Grace sue herself?
No. Did Grace sue her employer?
That sounds like a song. Grace sued. Yes. I'm going to have to say yes. It's just because I'm trying to catch up.
This could be the case that set the standard for what is exempt under in the times of war, too, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to say yes, Grace did sue. She lost, though. But doggone it. I hope I win.
Now, I could give you the answer now, but...
No, let's wait
until
you come back.
Because I'm such a tease, I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's what you get. Well, don't forget, when we come back, Cal, we're going to finish up the case or no case. This judge... does something with pictures. I'm now giving you a little more of a tease. Does something with pictures. What is that this judge is doing with pictures? And then talk very quickly about Kraft. Kraft wins, or at least is winning, quite a few issues with this.
In the Florida case,
wow. Yeah. And then we're going to talk about the New York case and Lori Loughlin. We'll be back after this.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up. As Fred told you, don't go away. The show continues after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With Denise Dirks.
And a mouthful of Belvita Energy Bar. Blueberry.
Belvita?
Belvita.
Belvita.
And by the way, they don't sponsor us.
You mean the cheese company?
No, it's like B-E-L-V-I-T-A.
Okay.
Breakfast bar.
I don't know if it's French or if it's, but it's European. For sure.
So what we were doing before we left, we were doing a case or no case where... a woman by the name of, what was her name?
Grace.
Grace was painting on the watches during World War One. One of the important people that had the good jobs, and all of a sudden all those women who are trying to help out in the war.
Military vehicle dials,
yeah,
airplane dials,
all
the whole
that
thing.
Stuff. They did, mm-hmm. And it was made of not mercury, but of radium, and therefore their teeth were falling out, their jaws were, their bones were getting falling off. And the question is, did a lawsuit occur? I said yes, and I said she loses, and Denise said no case, but a scenario. Cal,
and
tell us.
You know what? One other interesting thing is, don't they use radium for cancer? So these girls had defects and, you know, aesthetic defects, but they didn't have cancer.
Actually, they did.
Oh.
This radium honeycombed their bones, and so they would break.
Oh, wow.
It put tumors all over their bodies. This was bad stuff. Bad stuff. And finally, to answer your question, Mr. Penny.
Was it a case? Yes! Oh,
and I want
Fred
to,
Penny is so smart. Oh, no,
I want to tell you this because it's really fascinating.
It's a real case.
In 1927, because remember, a smart young lawyer named Raymond Berry accepted their case, and Grace, along with four colleagues, found themselves in the middle of an internationally famous courtroom drama. It was all over the papers. The women had been given just 4 months to live, and the company said, we'll just drag this out until they die. It's no
right.
big deal. But,
oh.
Yeah, well, this is how it was in 1927. The Jersey girls' radium cases were front page news. It sent shockwaves. In Ottawa, Illinois, a dial painter by the name of Catherine Wolfe read the coverage with horror. She said there were meetings at our paint plant that bordered on riots. The chill of fear was so depressing we could scarcely work. And yet, in Illinois, they did the same thing. They said, well, it's not us. There's nothing wrong with us. They tried to block the autopsies of the girls who died, and, in fact, in some cases, stole their bodies. This was just a real thing where these companies wanted to avoid liability any way that they could.
So she didn't sue the government?
No, she sued the contractors.
The contractors,
yeah.
Right, that made the paint or the made, yeah.
So but she wins.
Did she win?
She
wins. Oh, so
oh,
I got one point.
Because she only had 4 months to live, she settled.
Oh, so I did lose, though. It was a settlement.
All four girls settled?
They settled.
Yeah, all four girls settled.
So what do you say? Two points or 1 point?
Well, I think a settlement's a victory. She got
three.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I give you 2 points.
All right, 2 points. There we
now
go.
Now you're ahead of time.
Okay, there we go. Well, that was Case or No Case. Cal, thank you very much. That was another wonderful
case. That was a horrible Case or No Case.
Oh, that was wonderful.
By the way, this is before OSHA was set up, but it came up a little later. It came on a little later.
To me, it's wonderful because it's a very interesting story that brings forth, believe it or not, I know people, the importance of lawyers taking cases like that to really bring that to the attention of those people who can't speak for themselves, really. So tell the judge, okay, we've been in many courtrooms, you and I, Denise, and what happens in courtrooms is there's judges, and as they retire as judges, the courts do something that I think is wonderful. They have a nice picture of the judge. It's framed. And in, I'm not going to say the olden days, but back when we were first starting practice, it was common practice, especially the older courts, that the judges' pictures were all throughout the courtrooms. And it was not just the judge, sitting judge, but all the former judges. And that is very interesting in this case, because what happens in this case, Denise, is there's an African-American man that is being prosecuted for a criminal action, and he comes in and he looks in this courtroom, and by the way, this is not the judge's normal courtroom, he's using a bigger one because of COVID, and he looks at all the judges, and they're all white judges in the pictures in all around, except for three. And that was since 1990, there's been three African-American judges. By the way, no Hispanic, no Oriental, no Polynesian judges, and they do a motion to says what? What's the motion say? Take down. I want you to take down all
those. Take down the pictures. One thing that's at the core in this, I think that it doesn't really discuss this, but this is what I believe. Everybody gets to have a jury by their peers, correct?
And
theoretically, the judge is not part of the jury, so to speak, but the judge is a very important part of the justice system. And if you're in a courtroom and there are literally all a different race around you and showing them as esteemed judges, wouldn't that make you feel like maybe this is not going to be a fair trial?
Well, that's why I almost think it's here. That's the big question. A lot of people are going to say, come on, that's ridiculous.
I don't think fairness is based on race.
I don't think fairness is based on a picture. But I'm not saying I agree with that. But Denise and I on the side, that we did kind of agree, they don't need to be there. They need to be in the hallways or in other areas.
In the great areas, but not necessarily in the department himself.
In the men's room.
In the whatever.
But
yeah.
There's also something about this that's very interesting, and that's because there was a judge that was up on the wall who happened to have been involved in the case called Loving versus Virginia. This is a very important U.S. Supreme Court case, and it was a ban, a state's ban, on interracial marriage. And he decided that and actually upheld the ban. And it went up to the Supreme Court, and it was overturned. But that's why it's such an important thing. So the concept is these are people that have judged in the past, and they have found against my race, and so it was interesting.
But see, but I'm going to jump on the other side, and we've argued both sides, by the way. What does a picture of a guy hanging up have to do with you're a fair jury? Nobody knows. That guy was probably from long ago. Nobody knows who that is. But now, I'm going to back up and say, I still don't even, I think out in the hallway is the best place to do it. I agree with that.
If you're going to, you know, but, have memory of judges in the past, out in the hallway.
And it is good for, you know, former people that have been before the judges, family members. But the court did say, look, those few things is not, does not outweigh the overall.
If that's all your lawyer has, you may not have much of a case.
Yeah,
court.
You don't have much of a case.
And I get it, but if that's all you have.
Yeah, and I just think
I don't think it was all they have. I think he was trying to say, let's let this defendant feel like it's going to be
a fair
trial.
And by the way,
I get
nobody
that.
Opposed it, not even prosecution. They said, good idea. No, so nobody had any issues with
good,
it.
Good, cool.
All right, we'll be back after this.
If you stay tuned, there is more Radio Law Talk coming out right up, right here, so stick around.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of the concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043, Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The 117th Congress will convene on Sunday in Washington. On Wednesday, they'll count the Electoral College results Incoming Congressman Madison Cawthorn, a Republican elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in North Carolina's 11th Congressional District, says he'll contest the results.
There were clear constitutional violations, and it's not unprecedented to do this. One of our founding fathers, the third president of our country, did this. Nancy Pelosi did this in 2004. The House Democrats did it again in 2016.
A winter storm moving into the northeast has dumped lots of snow. Over a foot fell in West Texas, up to 10 inches near Oklahoma City. Parts of Kansas got about a half foot. Missouri and Illinois were a sheet of ice on New Year's Day with numerous accidents and downed trees. Two tornadoes were reported in Georgia, one injuring a person in Monroe County. Tens of thousands of folks still without power. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're having a great time here. We just, Denise and I and Cal, having an awesome time. Now, those of you who don't know what happened in the past is in Florida, it's a misdemeanor to solicit prostitution. A long time ago, there was a massage parlor in Florida that supposedly some individuals, and you could see Mr. Kraft, who owns the Patriots, and a number of other gentlemen came to there to get massages, and he claims, Mr. Kraft, he came to give a massage. My understanding, there's no video of him doing anything, is there?
Yeah, that's what the whole thing is about.
I don't know what's on the video, but the point is what they did is, and I wish Todd was here. This is when we need Todd.
Let me summarize real quickly.
Sure.
So there's a criminal matter, and the criminal matter was actually, it was like involuntary servitude almost. It was like more than just prostitution. But what happened was there was a different levels of defendants. There was some that were being charged with felonies and some that were being charged with misdemeanors. Mr. Kraft was charged with a misdemeanor, and they had videotaped surveillance. And this was not disclosed to anybody, so it was without consent.
Who's they? The police.
The police videotaped and surveilled.
Massage parlor.
Yeah, this massage parlor, and they got Kraft on video, purportedly paying for some sexual acts. Okay,
that's what they're claiming. Yeah.
That's what they claimed. So, because it was a misdemeanor that Robert Kraft was charged with, and there was a certain law that was a local law that said you can't do this type of surveillance.
Right.
For misdemeanor matters, it has to be felony or above. Mr. Kraft was successful in getting the video suppressed.
Right.
Now, they didn't want to get rid of the video. And then they did want to get rid of the video, and actually Robert Kraft had made a motion for the court to destroy it.
That's right.
Now the prosecutors have come in, and they've said, we can't destroy this. We need your help, Judge, because apparently there's a civil matter that's pending, and this video is going to be a crux of that case. So even though we hold this evidence, we need you, Judge, to decide if it's going to be protected for this pending civil case or if it was going to be destroyed. So that's kind of the whole thing.
And we've tried to find. We can't find
what the civil case is. But we have ideas.
Well, we don't know. It could be the NFL, like you said.
Yeah.
It could be. But we don't know what's going on. But by the way, the courts did hold and threw out Robert Kraft's throughout the video, saying that a spa and others have a reasonable expectation of privacy in the massage parlor rooms. They generally do, especially if it's a misdemeanor, like you say, the laws are, if it's a misdemeanor, you can't be put in surveillance. And who put it in is, remember, I think they kicked everybody out saying there was a bomb threat or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but they basically, the police came in and cleared out the massage parlor. Oh, there's a possible threat next door.
And
what was it, Cal?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
They had some kind of phony ruse.
They went in there and put cameras in there, and they're saying, that's unconstitutional. You know,
that's not going to matter. But it did not stop the felony cases. It just impacted the misdemeanor.
Really? Are you sure?
So
here's a question.
Positive.
Could the police, Denise, have not said, Madam, we think some illegal stuff's going on here, and we're going to put cameras in your shop. Here's a warrant. And so
I think they did get a warrant, but I don't know if they got it for the – I think though they got the warrant. Again, I have to go back. But the warrant was very narrowly tailored, that they could only do a little bit or certain things, and they just kind of – did it all.
Just ran with
it and put it everywhere. And that, I think that was the issue. So
it just seems to me that if you're the police, what's wrong with the truth? I mean, do they think that forever nothing ever shady is going to happen in there?
No, I think they just, you know what, they were not thinking about the locality, is my opinion. They were thinking more in the bigger terms that we should be able to do the surveillance because they were looking for, what is the human trafficking?
Right.
And human trafficking has such a huge implication.
And that's a felony.
And that's a double felony, really.
Right.
That's a lot of a felony.
It's hard to know all those answers.
I just think that the local police were not thinking about.
They went too far.
Yes,
no doubt
exactly.
They went too far. And so anyway, he got it thrown out. And it's interesting how when you can fight and you have the kind of money to fight it, and they're like, we'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
But there were different guys going in that day than just Robert Kraft.
Yeah, and those guys just pled.
Some pled, and some waited to see what was going to happen.
Yes.
And some joined his motion to suppress the evidence, and they were part of that win.
That was good lawyering. If Robert Kraft's going to hire a smart guy, I'm going to go join.
By the way,
you just get a dumb lawyer here and follow him.
Right.
You know what I've always thought?
Cheaper.
They call the getting on the tails of lawyers, and not to stroke, pat ourselves on the back, but lawyers do that to us a lot. Anyway, here's the interesting thing. I didn't know this until I started studying this case, and some people said they do, but I always thought Kraft was part of the Kraft company. He has nothing to do, even though it's spelled the same, nothing to do with Kraft
Foods.
Nothing to do with it. He's a developer, apparently, and he just happened to have the name Kraft. And everyone's thinking, I've always, he owns part of Kraft Foods. Nope, nothing to do with it.
But more importantly, he's part of the NFL as an owner,
he's
right?
He's the owner of the Patriots. That's exactly
right. Patriots.
The Patriots.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, who are struggling right now. So let's talk about New York. Let me tell you what's going on. We've set this up. There is a Ponzi scheme going on with a jewelry wholesaler. So this jewelry wholesaler goes to these police officers and firefighters in New York. I don't know exactly how he's doing it, because they have retirements and stuff like that. But apparently he gets in with all these New York firefighters and police officers and has them give him money to buy wholesale diamonds and jewelry, sapphires, whatever, and then he resells them, he claims, for a higher price and promises them they're going to get all these. Well, the issue is they claim that he promised them that he'll resell them at a higher price, generating 30% to 70% profit within only a few months. Now, my father-in-law taught me one thing. Again, 30% to 70% profit within a few months. My father-in-law, I was there one time, and he was a good businessman, where a guy came up to him, and this was in the 80s, and said, look, I got a great deal for you, and I'll get you 13% interest, or 13 or 15. Maybe it was even 20. It was super high interest, and I'll pay you within 6 months in interest. And I still remember him turning to him and going, if you would have told me 6 or 7% over a few years, I might have listened to you. The fact you said that good of return that quick, I'm not interested. And he goes, I probably wouldn't be interested anyway, but I won't even listen to you now.
I mean, that's his way of saying, in my view, I know you're lying.
You're lying, yeah.
It sounds too good to be true.
But sounds too good to be true. Right. It is. Yeah. And 30, I'm not saying, rip on the police or the fire department, fire people, but 30 to 70% profit within a few months, I would look twice.
Well, they get greedy like everybody else.
Yeah. Everybody wants a good investment.
Easy money. Yeah.
What he was doing is he was doing that, and it was a Ponzi scheme, which means you get the other guy invested, you spend the money, and then you get the next guy investing and pay the next guy off, and then basically you get to spend money and have the other guy keep paying off the debt.
Have the last guy pay off the first
guy.
That's
exactly right. Yeah. But guess what? He solicited $75 million to $85 million, more than 80 investors. How do they get that kind of money?
Well, because
pensions.
It's legal to invest your pension in hard assets, gold and jewelry.
That's
so they probably said, well, I'm getting 5% on the market. If I can get 75% here, I'll be set for life, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why he's targeting firefighters and police.
So
in
2020, he stopped making payments, and he owed around $200 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that sick?
Man,
misappropriated $3.8 million just for some of his real estate, vacation, credit card bills, and to pay his children's college tuition.
Which college tuition for
speaking
your children?
Of which, speaking of which, Denise, it's going to roll you right into what?
Mossimo Giannulli, who is Laura Loughlin's husband. And they have a son that his name is Gianni. And Gianni was out there telling all the reporters that his dad was in solitary confinement as punishment, that he's only getting out 1 hour every 3 days, and he was like really playing this up. Well, what's really happened is that there's been a COVID outbreak in the prison where he's being held, and they put him into solitary confinement to protect him, but he's allowed 1 hour per day. Is that enough? No. But at least it's protective custody and not disciplinary custody.
Right.
And he won't get out until the end of April. But Laura Loughlin got out, guys. She got out in the very end of December, like the very last few days of December. She's out. She's out there. And I really want to say this because I love her. Give her a chance, guys. She's paid her time. Let her do what she does best, which is entertain us.
Let her get back to the Hallmark movies.
They're letting out they're letting out the drug dealers and the guys doing Grand Theft Auto and everything because of COVID. You guys give her a break. We're not on anyone's side that's a criminal, but if you're going to do that, you might as well give her a break. We'll be back after this. We got to talk about COVID-19 stimulus bill. Interesting legal issues there.
And when we come back, you will also have quick takes on this final segment of Radio Law Talk for today. So stay tuned. There is more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Ever want anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Where's Todd? Todd has a kitty. What does Todd's cat see?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
That's Todd, one of our co-hosts. He has kitties. Again, he's single and has a lot of cats, and that's why he's still single. Anyway.
And he openly admits this.
Yeah. The one time, we'll never forget the time that he put on Instagram a picture of his cats on his bed, and the bed was completely
messed up,
oh, not made, and he's like, oh, I gotta find a date.
And the cats just looked like they owned the bed, and it was like, Todd, this doesn't bode well.
And that's what Denise is trying to teach him. Look, this is why you're not married. Oh, there you go, Todd. He's probably listening. COVID stimulus bill. Now, this, they call it pork. Is what's called pork. When you have a bill and you add something to the back of it, this has been the fight of, and we want you to, I know some people have talked about it, but this COVID-19 stimulus bill, we're going to talk a little about some of the pork. What was some of the pork?
There's a lot of pork in it.
There was some interesting stuff that they added on.
Yeah, and the funny thing about pork is that people will, like, know that this has to get passed. And so your legislatures will say, well, in order for me to support it, then I need this little thing in there.
Which is why in many states there's a practice called the line item veto, where the governor can go through and say, well, okay, everything but this, everything but that,
right,
but this. And I think it was Clinton and Bush, each of whom wanted the line item vetoed, is ruled to be illegal.
Yes, for the president.
Right.
President yeah, it's not a power that they have.
Right. He has a binary system
right.
or veto. It's either yes to all or no to all.
Right. And if he does veto it, then it takes two-thirds of a majority in the House and the Senate to overcome the veto.
Correct.
Which has been written in. That's part of our Constitution. So the COVID stimulus package has been also very supported by Hollywood, right? And by different streaming services and different services that have interest in keeping their commercial product out from being used by people to benefit other people commercially. So it had a streaming it makes it a federal felony.
The new COVID stimulus
yes,
bill.
Yes, to illegally stream for commercial profit any item that is protected under streaming services.
So I can't charge an entrance for my neighbor to come in and watch the latest movie or Wonder Woman or whatever.
Yes, or restaurants or bars or anything like
or
that cannot do
when
it.
Or they show, like, they have, like, a little...
a Disney movie day, which
well, that, or they try to do, like, raise some money.
Oh, right.
And
right.
they'll have, like, gifts and people donate stuff for raffles and food, and they watch a movie.
Yeah.
You can't do movie, you can't do music, and that you just can't use that streaming device.
So what does that have to do with the stimulus?
It doesn't.
Nothing.
That's the point we're trying to...
Yeah. But that's how come Hollywood got behind it.
You know what's interesting, too? It's not. There's also. Now, I don't know if it's in the new stimulus bill. I mean, they keep. Where are we as of today? I mean, they passed it, and then the president vetoed it, and they overrode the veto. Did they?
That's the military bill.
No, the stimulus went into place.
Stimulus.
Yeah, that Trump at the last minute signed the stimulus.
Oh,
package.
Did he? Okay. All right, but one of the things.
The $600 stimulus package.
Yes.
Not the $2,000 stimulus package.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Well, it never got to him because it was dead in the Senate.
Right.
The $2,000 stimulus.
So the one of it was a approximately $15 million piece of pork that was to fix and repair a ship of a foreign country to help them out. So here's our people getting $600, which, by the way, doesn't help them do anything.
As we discussed with rent earlier. Yeah. Right?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully buy food.
And yet, but guess what, Denise? $15 million to another country to help them fix one of their ships.
But if
there's another $15 million for production of television and film costs that gives a tax provision and tax favorable treatment. Another Hollywood provision that got put in there. It's $15 million worth.
But you see, if the government wanted to, if the budget deficit was really a big problem, they could cut out all the foreign pork and people could get $2,000 each
right.
easily if they just really.
Let's let the other people, other countries struggle more than us, and let's let our people get the money this time instead of other foreign countries.
They also are trying to develop a small claims mechanisms to keep the people that are trying to protect their copyrights from infringement.
Right.
They're trying to do that so they could get it out of the federal court system, which is so incredibly expensive.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, just to do a small claims court.
Small claims court for that type.
But you have to remember this, and that is when someone gets elected to federal office, one of their main jobs is to go back to Washington and bring home money and federal projects. That's why many people go there.
Right. Yeah, what they're hired for.
It's their job.
They're elected for.
Right.
Yeah.
So guess what? So everyone knows that man, one thing that Trump has done in while as president, he has put in a lot of judges. He has put in over 230 judges. Now, they appoint federal judges.
So they get lifetime.
And they get lifetime. And let me tell you, we've practiced this before. Federal courts, not a lot. Federal court is much different than a state court. And in fact, federal court, a lot of times, is a lot slower and takes more time. They're not as quick as a lot of state courts. But
because they have a much bigger workload to be
handled. And they don't have the pressures to get it done as quick as some of the state courts, I believe. I think that's one of the reasons. The pressure's not there. What are they going to do? Get unelected? You know?
So do you mean in courtroom speed or just things making their way through
making
the system?
Making their way through the system takes more time, usually. In fact, I know there's a case right now a friend of mine has. He's had motions before a federal court in Salt Lake City, Utah, that is in its fourth year or third year that the judge still hasn't made a ruling on.
Wow.
Federal judge. He doesn't have time. He's too busy. He's like, oh, I'll get around it when I get around it. The case is sitting. You know, so anyway, I guess that's one way to say he settled the case. But so Judge Biden said, President-elect Biden has said the following. He said, look, get his transition team, go out and get ready to appoint some judges, right, Denise?
Yeah, he asked for the senators to get the names on January 20th to him so that when he is inaugurated on January 21st, that he can start trying to work on getting passage of the judges. Because judges have to be approved. This type of judge has to be approved by the Senate. And if the Senate is going to be majority of Republicans, then they're probably not going to try to help him approve judges.
Well,
and that's going to become a problem.
He's asking his Democratic senators. He's not asking all senators. He's just asking his Democratic senators. This is what he said.
Well,
at least that's my understanding of what he said. So he said, and this is a quote, this is what he's looking for in the judges. And we're just throwing this out. Particularly focused on nominating individuals whose legal experience have been historically underrepresented on the federal branch, including those who are public defenders, civil rights, and legal aid attorneys, and those who represent Americans in every walk of life. And Denise, you brought up a good point of, you kind of lean, you know, not 100%, but lean the way, look, if you're going to become a judge, you need to have at least been a practicing lawyer out in the normal society.
You have to have trials.
Yeah.
You have to represent people. You have to understand,
see what it's like.
You know, what it is. I mean, it just can't be philosophy for you.
Things work, right? Not an academic
exercise.
Right.
You have to be a practitioner. And it does feel like that's what he's looking for, is more of the day-to-day practitioners that want to move up to judgeships rather than it just being somebody who they're going to get there by virtue of being, you know,
professors, this or that.
Yeah.
But that's okay. A lot of those professors are, All right. Our favorite time. Is it our favorite? Is it our favorite time now?
It's pretty close.
Okay, let's go
completely
ahead and roll. I've got one that takes a while.
All right. You have one. Okay, so here we go. It's time now for Quick Takes. Fred, what's your quick take?
The Quick Takes is our last take. So, this is a Gilligan's Island quick take, Cal. All I got to say is you and I did not choose Ginger or Marianne. We chose Mrs. Howell. The positives of picking her instead of Marianne and Ginger: 1, no drama; 2, not worried about whether or not professor's going to pick up on her; 3, I'm not worried if I'm bald, ugly, and fat; 4, I'm living the lap of luxury; and finally, I'm now living on an island with the cougar.
There you go. And yes, of course.
So when I was doing my quick take, I happened to see an old thing that we talked about. Do you remember when the New York Attorney General was subpoenaing the Mile High Club on Epstein's different airplanes? I want to know why we haven't heard about the Mile High Club Epstein record subpoena results. Conspiracy theory.
Could be.
We'll see you next week. Cal, thanks for joining us. Everybody that's new from our WRSC, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Glad to have all of you here. Until next time, so long.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.